This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
If, you know, out the womb, you know, you're a pretty attractive guy.
you're just not hoodie.
You're not funny, bro.
Like, your brain isn't wired to being funny. Your brain is wired to staying attractive. No.
How do you be funny with girls?
Oh, well, you know, I'm curious. How do you think guys could develop
a sense of humor? Oh, that's a good question. I'll be making fun of girls. Like, that's my go-to.
I was just thinking that.
That's my go-to. If I'm trying to be like flirting and funny,
it just reminded me like I would deadass like quote from like One Piece and Naruto when I was like in middle school.
Coming on to people, wake up to reality.
Like, I think my friend was going through like a hard time, bro. Or
you
some
give
shit.
Naruto advice?
Naruto. I was like, hey man, I really understand what you're going through, but you should just believe in yourself, you know? Because at the end of the day, I'll always be there for you because you're like a brother to me. You know, no matter how...
I'll be like, shut your ass up.
No, I'm not done. I would go on this app called Bumble just to troll, have my shit be like, fook me. On like, and then like, I'd have like pictures of Confucius on my profile. I would like talk to people. That was like my hook.
I'm not gonna lie, I feel like we're exposing secrets.
Oh, bro, this whole video is about to get cut in half, bro.
Yeah, we might have to, bro.
Hey, what's going on? Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with the roommates. This episode about to be different.
You know my face dry as hell, bro. Got no moisture on.
Oh, I got you. No, bro. You need some type of...
You need some type of shit. I'm looking at your shit right
you
now.
You need like a couple face masks.
Nah, you need
to moisturize your shit.
You
shits.
Definitely need a straight up lubricant bottle.
You need a whole rebirth.
Yeah. You said you need an inotensei, bro.
Yo, all right, so what's going on, guys? Today, we're going to jump straight into the topic. Yeah. How do you be funny with girls?
Oh,
how do you use comedy, wits, and humor?
I use comedy, but there's no wits to it. That shit is straight stupid. Because, really? Like, there are certain times... Well, like, okay, for me, I don't, like, try to, like, throw, like, clever jokes out there. Right. I just act goofy.
Yeah, I'm not witty. I don't have puns.
Yeah, I don't set up no punchlines, bro. There is absolutely no punchlines. No,
because there's dad jokes, right?
Yeah.
That you know, that involves, like, a word as, like, a double entendre, right? And then there's, like, the setup punchline, which is, like, I think Gabe is a master of those. Yeah. But I think between you and me, it's just like
you guys are
dumbass energy.
You're the two brain cells. Brain cell one and
we
two.
I just act goofy as hell, and like because I have like a good voice, I'm able to like project my voice in a way that it sounds entertaining. Oh, so sometimes I'll say some really dumb shit. Uh-huh. And it's not clever at all, but it just sounds funny because I said it in a certain way.
Like what?
Like
I could imagine like Khan saying a joke to the girl, and then she goes back and tell her friends, and her friends are like, "What the fuck?
They're
this guy
like,
lame." That like, no, you had to be there. It was his voice.
I don't know. I mean, it'll be some dumb shit. Like I jumped off. I can't even think of some shit. I jumped off a bridge or some shit.
You know. Also, for me, I think it's like I'll be making fun of girls. Like that's my go-to.
I was just thinking that.
That's my go-to if I'm trying to be like flirting and funny. I'm just like I just start making assumptions. I like you look like you from Canada.
Yeah, I'll be doing that too.
Like, she say sorry a little too many. Like, you definitely from Vancouver
like,
or something.
They be saying some shit like, oh, I like acai bowls. I'm like, oh, so you a gentrify ass bitch.
Yeah.
I'm not there with stereotypes.
I'm
just like, assuming what?
I'll be like, yo, I bet you go to Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. That's where you get your groceries from, right?
And sometimes we be so accurate. They're like, wait, how do you know?
I'll be like, yo, I bet your middle name is like Becky or some shit.
I bet you walk home, you look to your left, there's a yoga mat, you got a white fluffy dog, and then you got the Sopranos playing on the TV.
And your pops look like Harvey Weinstein.
And you got daddy issues. She's like, oh shit, you got everything right.
You had no dad. You had no father figure, and you fuck every guy at this party.
Like, what did we kill there? Yeah, I don't know why.
We need to go there. We really did it. I wanted to press the pause button on that. And then and I rewind.
And then we just kept copying each other up.
Nah, man's heard the Weinstein and he was like, oh,
as
shit.
You can see, we get no women. I think what it is, like, we go to these, like, functions. Because sometimes shit like this will, like, automatically offend girls.
Yeah.
Right? But I think it, like, from this, we could weed out girls that aren't for us.
Yeah.
Right? I think if a girl has a good sense of humor and, like, knows how to laugh at these things, like, oh, you know, like, we're vibing.
I was telling Gabe this, actually, right before. I've never pursued a girl that I didn't think was, like, completely into me. Like, way more into me than I was into them.
Mm.
We're both kind of like that, actually.
Because
we were talking about that before.
Yeah.
I was like, because, you know, like, for me, it's like, I was kind of sheltered, like, a little bit growing up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was like, I had, like, a playing field. Like, most, like, you before is, like, going out to, like, different terrains.
Right.
Like, me, it was always, like, the people on campus, people in my frat.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to
you were in a frat, so it's easy. People already make the introduction for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's, like, you know, like, nobody's a complete stranger. Like, you're already ahead of the complete strangers because maybe you know this girl.
Yeah.
And then she has, like, a great impression of you.
Yeah.
So then, like, you know, she's like, oh, yeah, that's Gabe. Oh, I love Gabe. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then it's just game after that, you know. Yeah, then you got your foot in the door.
Yeah.
You're not a creep.
Yeah.
Not or whatever. So like, it's very different. And then that just
you have what do you call like campus clout? Campus clout is like, oh, everybody knows you because you're like part of a frat or you're like on the e-board of this frat and like everybody on and you're like, you know, involved in the orgs. Yeah.
But it's a little bit more tricky too because it's like, you know, it's like the C, and it's like you kind of got to choose who you want to like slide on
because
you can't just slide on the whole org.
Right, you know? Like you slide on one, everybody knows.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So you gotta play a little like meticulously.
And you slide on the whole org, you just gonna be known as the thought, bro.
I mean, there were some girls like that. They were like, yo, like that wanted, you know, oh, you slept with him, oh, you slept with him, oh, now I got to sleep with him, now I got to sleep with him, and the guy just racking in.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's just letting his investments like just pay off right there.
Uh-huh. Were you the funniest in your frat?
There was some funny dudes in my frat.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say I was the funniest.
Yeah.
Just because, like, everybody has their own, like, specialty of funny.
Uh-huh.
But I was definitely up there just because it was, like, there was so many. The best thing about the frat in Queens College, like, where I was, is, like, not a popping college, but everybody was so diverse. Mm. Like, you go out of state and stuff, everybody's, like, you know, like, it's, like, a fully white frat.
Right.
A bunch of Kyles and Jakes.
Yeah.
You go, like, you know, like, the Asian frats. You got the Kevin Ewens and, the Richards.
Yeah.
And then, like, but here, it had, like, so diverse.
Yeah.
Like a fucking palette of like a rainbow. Like Asian guys, black guys, white guys, whatever. And like so many different characters. So, yeah, it was just like a lot of funny dudes.
Yeah, I think Asian sense of humor and black sense of humor is a little different sometimes.
Yeah. But it was like a hybrid.
It's like a black comedian versus like an Asian comedian talking about like money. And then black comedian was just talking about like, I don't know, more sexual
jokes. It's like the difference between like Dave Chappelle and like what Jimmy O Yang,
yeah. Or like I see like Jimmy O Yang, he makes more like relatable, self-deprecating jokes, or like, you know.
I mean, I think that's a lot of Asian comedians and humor overall. Like, I think probably a lot of it comes from just like our parents finding it funny to make fun of us, so we in turn be like, oh, I guess it's funny to just shit on it ourselves.
Yeah.
But with like a lot of at least like black humor that I've seen, it's them kind of like making fun of
cheating,
like, stereotypes.
Yeah,
making fun of cheating. Yeah. I mean, it's like I think it was a Kevin Hart special.
Yeah,
where he was talking about like, yo, if you my boy, right, and I know you my best fucking friend.
Yeah.
Then when a bitch calls and I give you that look, then you better lie for me.
You know what's mad funny? That's actually happened to me multiple times. Like, when I was in high school, bro, I was the guy for shit like that.
To lie for your friends?
Oh, yeah. I could imagine that. He'd become a lie on the spot. The sometimes I lie, like, unintentionally. Yeah, just because it's just funny to make up shit sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That also goes back to, like, being funny, like, with girls. Like, sometimes...
Just being on the feet, like, witty.
No. Like, lying, not in, like, a deeper kind of, like, cheating on you kind of lying, but, like, a very surface level, like...
Sarcasm.
Or not even that. Yeah. I'm a doctor. You know.
Calm shit like that. In my case, I'd be like, yeah, my name's Fook Me. Like, my parents named me that.
I'll start making a character.
What's going on, guys? This podcast was sponsored by BetterHelp. If you guys are watching this podcast, my guess is you might be battling some anxiety, some fears that's holding you back from, you know, approaching girls, or it might be just a lot of fears that's holding you back from living the life that you want. Now, that being said, BetterHelp is an online therapy which can assist you and find you a licensed professional therapist that can help you and guide you to better understanding yourself and better understanding some of these barriers that's holding you back. So it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's a professional therapy done securely online. And you can schedule a weekly video or phone session so you won't have to sit through, you know, waiting rooms in traditional therapy. Now, I don't know if you guys try traditional therapy. A lot of times it's kind of out of your reach. It's kind of out of your way to actually go and seek therapy. With BetterHelp, you could do it right through your phone, right through the App Store. Download BetterHelp, and within 48 hours, they will match you with the exact professional licensed therapist that will work best for you, depending on whatever you're going through emotionally or mentally. And you can really talk out your problems with a licensed therapist. BetterHelp is a great way where you can show up for yourself and invest in your own well-being and essentially grow out of your anxieties and your fears. That being said, you could go read their testimonials at betterhelp.com/reviews. So visit betterhelp.com/thedownbadshow and join over 2 million people who have already taken charge of their mental health with the help of a experienced professional. That said, I'm giving you guys a special offer for those of you watching the podcast, a 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/thedownbadshow.
I like to take this time to plug gamer subs. This is what I drink during the podcast, before the podcast. Keeps me in a flow of things. It tastes really good. If you guys want to check it out or just try it for free, try it for yourself. You can get some free samples down in the description box. They're the first sponsor, guys. You know, go support the first sponsor of the podcast. Yeah, I mean, they're going to be around for a while because I've been drinking this even before the podcast. So, yeah, try some for free for yourself. Link down below.
Gamer subs.
We're like treading on a line where I sometimes wonder, like, is this okay?
Right.
Because like I could tell, like, when you be telling people you're half Asian, I fully believe it.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like we're exposing secrets.
Oh, bro, this whole video is about to get cut in half, bro.
Yeah, we might have to, bro.
No, because
we spilling.
Yeah. Cause I feel like now if they know, like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, we're gonna, it's gonna.
Now, I hope that they know what we're doing and then they play along.
Right.
So it's
right,
like
right.
Two personas it's going like, at each other.
Exactly. That's it's true. Like a little improv.
I mean, it's kind of close. It kind of weeds out like all the other you know, like people who we know, and like that's why it goes back. Like I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like, I'm weird. Yeah. Like, I do unconventional shit that turns off like normal people sometimes. So I can't like pursue, quote unquote, like people that I can see aren't fully into me. Cause it's like, I know if I ever, like, let's say I hook up with a girl who might be, you know, they might be like more, they have a certain way of thinking. And then they like get introduced to my lifestyle and they're like, oh my God, like, why do you do this? This is disgusting. And then I'm just like, damn. And then now I gotta sit there and like that whole awkwardness. I hate like those kind of awkward interactions.
Yeah.
So I can't like be with people that I don't think are like.
So going back to your persona, you got this Fook Me persona.
Yeah.
This little character you play for the girls.
It was
That's a lifestyle.
It was like it was more of like a Bumble thing.
Oh.
Because I would go on this app called Bumble. I mean, I think everybody knows.
Yeah, it's a dating app.
Well, okay, it's a dating app, but there's also like it's also a friend app. You know, like you can.
Oh, right. Bumble, BFF, Bumble,
And then Bumble too. Business, So I would go on there just to troll, have my shit be like Fook Me on like, and then like I'd have like pictures of Confucius on my profile.
Just communism. Straight up communism. I love you, bro.
That's not even communism, bro. Oh, shit. That's not the most ignorant thing I have ever said, bro.
No. My man is confusing Confucius with Mao Zedong, bro.
Oh, there we go. I forgot.
Bro, Confucius was like the founding father of Chinese philosophy.
Yeah, that's just... It's a philosopher versus a political class.
Oh, shit.
All right, anyways, moving on.
Yeah, teach me shit. That's what it is.
So, but like, you know, it was just like light shit, but like, you know, I would like talk to people and then they would all, that was like my hook, you know.
Uh-huh.
They'd be like,
wait, so it's a picture of Confucius with like his beard. Well, so it's not even you.
No, the main profile would still be me. But
oh,
like,
so the next picture is like you
would be Confucius.
Confucius.
Yeah. No, and it would be like a drawing.
A painting.
And it wouldn't even be like I'm sitting next to it.
You know what would have been fire? If there's like a picture of Confucius when he was like your age, like 25.
Yeah.
And you just checked
out. That shit would have been crazy, bro. Or if there's like a Netflix special about Confucius, I just take the picture of whoever plays him and then put that as my profile.
Yeah.
Or just a picture of Confucius and like his childhood friend. And just put Khan's face on it, like they were boys. Like the same face.
No, okay, but first of all, we're talking about Confucius. This is like what? Like.
They didn't have
like the 200, bro.
Like 200 AD.
Like this is where like they didn't have pictures, bro. It's just
it's just true, motherfuckers.
I don't even know.
And it wasn't even accurate painting. Have you seen paintings of Confucius, bro? That motherfucker looked different in every picture, bro.
Yeah, he probably looked like this.
Because they have those like super accurate pictures, and then they have just like the abstract Chinese paintings.
Yeah.
And so, but that's what I would put on my profile. Yeah. And that was my hook when it came to meeting a lot of people. But I wouldn't like, I don't know why. I was always just interested in how long I could keep it up. But I wouldn't tell them what my real name is.
Okay.
So for the longest time, I would just convince them my name was Fook Me.
Now, have you ever taken these girls out on a date and then just like in person? Oh, hi, I'm Fook Me.
Yeah.
Hi, Fook Me.
Well, okay. First of all, it was Bumble BFF, so I actually was just trying to be friends with them.
Uh-huh.
But then we would go on, like, you know, friend dates, where it's like, you know, we'd, like, go to, like, go on a walk or some shit and talk about life or go on a picnic or whatever. And then, but, yeah, I would be like, yo, it's good. I'm Fook Me. And then, you know what I mean? Like, I'm already setting up a punchline.
Yeah. No, this is a punch. It's just a character.
Yeah, okay. But I'm already setting myself up for a laugh. Right. Just by, like, my name.
Yeah.
Like, out the gate, punchline.
Yeah, like, as soon as I meet them, hi, I'm Fook Me. And then they just, and, like, I just see them, like, giggle already. Just being, like, and then be like, oh, my God, stop, you're stupid. And I'm just, like.
Your name is stupid?
No, like, you know when girls be like, oh, my God, stop, you're stupid.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? So it's, like.
Has anybody ever challenged it? Like, no way your name is Fook Me. I feel like they don't want to be, like, racist or something.
Oh, yeah, no, there has been people. And I just fuck with them even more. I'm like, no, I come from a generation of Fooks.
What's up, double down?
Yeah. No, I like...
Fook her? Fuck them? Fuck you?
No, I mean, like, we're going back to my great, like, ancestor, Fook them. Fook them all.
Now, Mulder Fooker.
Yeah.
Just imagine Olivia's.
Fook your generation.
The Fook clan.
By tonight, I'm trying to Fook you.
No, I'm like, I'll create a whole like backstory of my, and like my, okay, my thing is, I think the backstory is just so like whack and like wacky and like I'll be like, yeah, you know, like my great grandfather, yeah, he was actually a jester in the Emperor's court and the Qing dynasty. In my head, I'm like, no, like that sounds so outlandish, right? Like, no one would believe that, but I, like,
and they're like, oh.
No, what if they start asking questions? Like, oh, what kind of jester was he?
Well, that's why I'm saying, like, I fall in a pit hole.
A first degree jester.
That's because, like, I just like, I like making
he,
up.
He was actually a sleight of hand jester.
Like that, he had magic tricks, like he did have rocks.
They would just juggle. Actually, my family got stoned to death because he was fucking with the emperor too much.
Yo, and how ironic of a death. He was a stoned magician that got stoned. So it was just like, wow. It's like fun history for you.
So, okay, at what point do you tell the truth?
Or don't.
Do you come out of character?
Did you ever tell somebody? It
depends on, like, if I...
Can we talk about, isn't that how your current relationship started off as?
Yeah, but I told her my name was, I told her my real name.
Really. She still thinks you're Fook Me? Until, like, if, like, say you marry her, she finally finds out?
Well,
in your government papers.
I accidentally let it slip my real name when we hung out. Because I was like, I was telling her a story, and I was like, I was telling her how, like, it was like this story about like some Italian dad, like he was fucking with me. He was like, "Hey Anthony, how you doing?" And then she was like, "Wait, your name is Anthony?" I was like, "Fuck." But yeah, that's how. Nah. But like, if I didn't let that slip, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know how long I would have kept. I probably would have just kept keeping that up.
But I mean, with your current like storyline of your life, or like another storyline of like some made up shit. Like, oh, no, were you actually like on the date telling her about a whole nother life?
Oh no, no, I wasn't doing that.
Like it's, I'm still Fook Me the Rapper.
Yeah. Okay. I was still okay because like there's certain people that I meet, and this is gonna sound fucked up, but it's like in my head I'm like, I'm probably never actually gonna like see you really again. Be friends with you.
Right. Just have fun with it. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just like, you know what? Let me just fucking see how far I could take this.
Yeah, my ex-sister, he wasn't a joker anymore. He was a king. You just start extreming some points of the stories and just see how far you get away with
it. Yeah. No, like, I'll be like, yeah, my grandpa actually was a Buddhist. Mm. He was a monk. He trained with the Shaolin. But, you know, his style was the penis fist.
So you on Bumble BFF taking these girls out?
Yeah.
With the intention to clap?
No, I'm being 100% serious.
I want to explain to the people. Bumble BFF
is for friends. It's for finding like
genuine friendships.
Yeah,
and you could set the your gender preference, right?
Yeah.
So obviously, I only want to make girl friends.
Well, I switch between guys and girls because there's for me, it was more like whoever was more entertaining to me. Mm-hmm. Cause like I would switch to guys, talk to guys,
yeah.
And then.
Do you think you could you formed some like intimate relationships by being friends first?
Yeah.
Like, do you clap? Well, from Bumble BFF.
Well, there's a lot of girls that I didn't really even hooked up with on Bumble BFF because it was open.
Yeah.
But I like looked at them as like this was more. I feel like I get more value out of this from a friend perspective because it's like there's. I mean, there's just a lot of advantages to just being friends with people can just bring because like.
Yeah.
I mean, like if we're just talking about really basic shit, you know, like they're a lot more willing to help you with. Like base, like let's say I need like someone to help me move shit.
Right.
I have like a plethora of friends who would just be down. Yeah. If I need like if I'm going out to dinner and I'm kind of like I'm like damn I don't really have money like that. Yeah. If I'm like showing these girls.
Yeah.
Hey man, look, I was broke. Okay. At one point, I was dirt broke. So.
He said, "Dad, I don't know how I'm gonna eat this week. Hey, Bessie, what you doing this weekend?"
But it's just like there was a lot of girls that I met on Bumble BFF where they, like, I think they really appreciated the fact that I was a guy who wasn't trying to get with them sexually.
Right, but now has your personality shined through these friend dates where they became more attracted to you?
Yeah.
Through whether your humor, your jokes, your personality, like how did that go down?
I think for them, they became more attracted to me because I was just really wholesome with them.
Huh.
Because I wasn't like a nice guy, right? Uh-huh. I wasn't like going out of my way to do a bunch of nice shit with like some expectation. I wasn't blowing money on them, you know? Yeah. I wasn't like doing anything with expectation. I just did shit for them that like...
It drove them home.
You know,
listen to their problems.
If they needed like some kind of, if they needed something like, oh, you know, this box is heavy or like I have to move some things, I'd be like, oh, I'd be down to help you. And it wasn't like out of my way because some of them was just moving shit like maybe help move like a box or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh yeah, that's not too bad. I have a car. Right. And I like driving and they were like,
so when does the attraction part come in?
I mean, I can't really tell you. It's just...
They're probably like, wow, he's doing all this for me.
Yeah. It's like kind of subtle because like it'll be like let's say, okay, like one example is like I was helping a girl move and then when we were at her new apartment, you know, like she was setting everything down and then I was
the way just, she was bending down, you're like, damn.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, she was looking nice. But she was like, you know, she was like setting everything up and then like I was just sitting on the floor just chilling, like on my phone. And then she like walked up next to me and then like just laid her head on my shoulder and then started like rubbing my legs and shit. And I was just like,
oh,
word.
Oh, so you could find yourself in, I would say, intimate settings.
Yeah.
Where it allows for whatever to happen. If you're single, they're single, it allows, you know.
I think it comes down to making the girl feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
So, to make the move. Or to like test the waters.
Yeah.
Because especially if they start off as friends.
Yeah.
And then, because maybe those girls are just a little different. They're like, oh, he probably finds me attractive. Or I hope he finds me attractive. Or, you know, he's helping me out. This and that.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then they kind of, you know, girls also think in their head when things are happening. So they probably like test something. And then it's not like, oh, this guy's trying to fuck me. It's like, oh, let me make like a subtle move at it. Like, you know, it's like a different approach to it. And it's less like weird and creepy.
I mean, there's a lot of girls where, and like maybe like you could come up with the argument. Maybe I haven't really been fucking like with certain types of girls that are like crazy bad or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like a lot of the girls that I've hooked up with in the past, they're not like
conventionally attractive.
No.
They busted.
No, they was chopped, bro. No, they were all kind of like looking for like a good guy. You know what I mean? Because like a lot of the girls I would meet would just be low key like tired of men.
I could see that. You know, you go.
I mean, to be fair, I think that's most girls nowadays.
Right.
Because a lot of them are just like, you know, they dealt with the nice guys. They dealt with the assholes. They're like, you know, they've.
So you're a shoulder to lean on.
But it's like, I'm not trying to be like a.
And a dick to suck. Come on, that's the best of both worlds. Yeah. But I feel like maybe like they're on Bumble BFF just solely
because they need some company
and they've just been tired of dating apps. They're like, you know what, I'm gonna just make some girlfriends.
Yeah,
they make a guy friend and they're like, oh,
they're genuinely just trying to be friends with people. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's still a lot of girls that I've met on Bumble BFF where nothing happened, like, and they were very like, no, I'm not trying to be anything.
Right Yo, you know what's so attractive, like unconventionally attractive? It's like if a girl has a dark sense of humor.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, now I can pull out the real repertoire.
Yeah.
Like now we really about to start cracking up.
Now every time I'll be making like suicide jokes with a girl, that shit is fire, bro.
Alright.
Every time we could just
we look down at like a cliff and like, yo, this is a nice suicide.
Yeah,
how many seconds do you think it's gonna take me to hit the floor?
Yeah. Just looking down at the bottom like, yo, you think I would hit the rock first? Or the ocean first?
She pulls up that. I said a rock. Just judging by the wind.
You know what I mean? Like, I also like I'm a huge fan of like absurdist humor. Uh-huh. Like just really like out of the box shit.
Cause that's you too.
Yeah. So I like talking to girls who like can also be just as absurd as me. Uh-huh. Like if I'm like, you know, be like, yo, if I like jump in a pool of like chocolate and I shit in it, would you jump in it with me? And like if they like, I need them to be able to like respond to that.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, I can't.
Have you ever said that? I'm just trying to make my girl say it.
It's like the would you rather type of jokes, right?
Well, and it's
like,
not even,
like, would you rather, you know, fuck a camel, or would you rather let a cow fuck your dad?
Shit like that too.
But it's not even like would you rather. Like,
no, but you're trying to say like, if you say that thing to her, right? You're like, is she gonna be like, ew, why would I jump in, or something like that? Or she's gonna be like, yeah, but like, I'm not gonna jump where you shat, you know?
Like, nah, like I would want her to be like, yeah, and then I would
eat
bring
that shit up.
Like a flotation device so I could bring your shit up with me.
Yeah.
Like, I need them to give me some kind of like creativity. Response.
If girls come up with like,
give me an actual answer, not a yes or no.
Shit?
Yeah.
Or like
off the rip, like, oh, you just turn me off. It, like, you could be the baddest bitch in the world.
Yeah, it's not really about
looks. But you start, like, throwing logic at my little fun scenarios. Like, oh.
She's like, ew, who shits in the pool?
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
I'm like come on, bro. Give me something to respond.
Because it's like, what are you going to say? It's a joke. I'm not actually going to.
You know what? Just for that, I'm shitting in the pool.
Yeah, you got a pool?
Because I'm trying to think of, like, a situation. I can't really pull it.
I also, I also just like girls who has like a good sense of humor with sex, you know. Like after we fuck, you know, we dab up. You know what I'm saying? Mid sex, I was like, oh, why don't we fuck to the sound of this?
Yeah.
or like, this is one time, I think I was fucking, and then I put the laptop on her back.
Yeah. What do you call it, a predator missile?
Yeah. Well, I was in doggy style, and I was like, let me change the song real quick. And like, we both started cracking up, and like, that kind of sense of humor, I'm like, yo.
That really brings, because it's just like, it just shows that they're fun with it. They don't like, they're not taking this shit like super serious. Like,
I want to see when, you know, your girl's friend that was trying to slide on to me, or I was trying to slide on, and I made that dark joke, and then they just like,
well, I ain't even gonna lie, like, they're not even friends anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
what was the joke?
It was an example of like a girl, so basically, so I made like a dark joke. Alright, so Khan's girl had this friend, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, do you have any guy friends, or know any guys, put me on to, showed a picture of me, she said I was attractive, boom. Yeah. Then I think she sent me her gram, so I slid in her DMs, I followed her, we were chatting it up. And then the plan was to, like, you know, link when I go back to New York, take her on a date, you know.
What have you.
Work the magic, whatever. So basically, I was just chatting, like, the conversations were good, it was good back and forth, receptive, blah, 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 blah. And then, I think it was one time I just woke up in the morning, and I just sent, I was typing out this message. She said she was, like, on her flight to, like, some other place to see her family. And then I'm not gonna lie, I typed it and I was like, should I type this? It wasn't like funny, it was just like a random thought.
It was like a 9/11 joke, I think.
It wasn't a 9/11 joke. But I was like, if I can't send this and you're not gonna be receptive to this, because it's like when I typed it, I was like, should I send it? I was holding back, I was like, nah, I'm gonna send it, because like, I should be able to send like whatever.
Before you meet a girl, sometimes you have this fucking shield.
Yeah.
Of who you really are.
Yeah. So that was like me, like just like saying whatever fuck I want.
All right.
So she was getting on the plane, and then I was like, fly safe, and I hope your plane doesn't get hijacked. Like.
No, that is a 9/11 joke. That was a 9/11 joke.
Plane doesn't get hijacked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep in mind, like, I wasn't trying to be funny. It was just a random thing I wanted to say.
Like, you weird.
Yeah.
Nah, I'll fuck with that, bro. That shit is clean.
Now, I'm not making an excuse for myself, but I just woke up.
Is that a genuine concern? Like, I really hope.
I was like, fly safe. Hope your plane doesn't get hijacked. You know, like, it's like
That's a valid statement. What do you mean, bro? Yeah. Sometimes you just want to say fuck shit just to say fuck shit.
And okay. I'm like, because part of me was like, let me see how she reacts with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, like, meet her on a date and I just make a dark joke and then in person it just falls short.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
And then she just said, that's insanely morbid, but thanks, I guess. ... And I was like, shit. And then just from that, it just went downhill and then we never linked.
Yeah.
I can see why.
And I was like, oops, too dark? ? And she's like, a bit. LOL.
Did you already get hijacked?
She must have.
I mean, like, your personality must have.
Wait, she's Muslim?
No. She must have. No. I want
that. That's crazy.
I was like, you must be doing the hijack.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. But that, you
related to anyone with a turban body in chance?
I guess I fumbled that there. I wouldn't even say
fumble. No, I wouldn't say fumble because like, it's like fumble. Who you are, and it's like, yeah, she's not fucking.
Because
she
would say I could have not sent that text, and I could have like
met up with her. You know, put on this persona.
Yeah. I mean, like, even if it's a girl, I didn't see myself like dating her or nothing. It would have been like a hookup. You know, she finds me attractive, find her attractive, boom. The 1 week I'm in New York, we would have met up.
Yeah.
Probably would have took it wherever. But it's like, I'm not just trying to clap. Just. Like, I gotta fuck with your personality and you.
But I can imagine, like, are you guys having, like, full-blown conversations? Because I feel like it's not full-blown conversations, right? It's like brief, like, one word or one sentence replies back and forth.
No, it was like full combos.
Okay, I guess.
I mean, it could be, like, full combos, but you guys aren't really talking about anything. Yeah. Probably very common,
It was more like keeping, touching base because I wasn't gonna see her for a month.
Yeah.
So I just didn't want
to. Have you ever like spoken to her over the phone?
No. So after,
so like she wouldn't even know your sense of humor, bro.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, like there's a lot of people that don't know how dark I can get with some of my jokes and my thoughts.
Mm.
So to be fair, that's not really a fair statement because there's a lot of there's a lot of girls who know me who don't know how like dark I can get with some of my jokes or just not even jokes, with some of the things I just say, you know. So
but I just assumed, because I mean we had that talk after too,
yeah,
like, you know, I didn't know, but like she made it seem like she's like, oh, I love Khan, this isn't that, blah 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 blah. And I thought, you know, like you chilling with your girl and her, you know, you guys are chopping it up, and I was like, okay, so she must, you know, have a little receptive to like dark jokes and stuff like that.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a lot more darker with my bros than I am with girls. If I'm being completely honest, because I
mean, everybody is, yeah,
yeah, because it's just like, especially if it's a girl I don't know, you know, like I don't know if this is, I guess it's just stereotypes. I just assume guys are more receptive to super dark humor than girls are. And so unless a girl shows me that she's into dark humor, I'm not going to like say.
No,
say
it's not. It's never safe to assume.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Because guys, it's like, you know, and it's just less.
I mean, guys also just give a fuck less. So even if they're not really into dark humor.
Oh, word. Okay, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They'll just
give you a like, oh, and just like escape or something.
Yeah.
You know? Guys just be like, weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he weird, but you know, he's still cool though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, that's how most guys are. Like, it's just like they might like be like, oh shit, damn, I don't know about that, but hey.
Hey bro, if that's your cup of tea.
Yeah, you feel me?
Keep that away from me.
Like, your sense of humor gotta even, it's gotta stay with you. You can't just be funny in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, just to like, that's why pickup lines don't ever work. That's why, you know, just like, you know, and like, drinking with girls, like naturally your energy is gonna be more funny, right?
Yeah.
Like that don't really work, like, because then what happens if you just go out for a picnic, or if you guys are, you know, dating now, like,
yeah,
now you're starting to be more dry.
Well, you know, I'm curious then, what do you think is like, how do you think guys could develop a sense of humor?
That's a good question. I think that's something we could probably like leave off with.
Because I feel like,
wait, my bad. Can I start? Because like and this is also kind of like to set the premise too. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always kind of just been like you know, in like kindergarten, yeah, first like elementary, middle school, high school.
Yeah.
I've always been funny.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Like, I've been that guy.
Nah, like I ain't even gonna lie, not bro. That guy, bro. Like, I didn't get girls at all, but because I was chopped, bro. But yeah, like, yeah. I was, bro. I definitely always made somebody laugh.
Yeah.
Throughout, like, so I never had to struggle of like, oh, am I funny?
Right.
Like, am I actually saying a good joke? Like, I knew if I acted or like just said certain things. Like, I always knew I had an advantage with my voice. So yeah. I could say certain things that would just be funny even if it wasn't a witty punchline.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I don't know. With you, I feel like you were always a pretty funny person.
Here's the thing. Like, right now, I've, like, glowed up. So my looks, I've, like, you know. I could probably go without even being funny.
Yeah.
You know, like naturally, like, now I'm just, like, you know, I would say I'm decently attractive. I'm okay. Right, but back then I was ugly, bro.
Yeah, but
I was just.
I'm saying you're funny though. Like, we've had conversations about like comedians that we've watched.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, so it's like talking to you, I could tell that like your sense of humor has been with you for like I assume at least throughout your childhood.
Yeah.
You know, like you were building that up.
Yeah.
And same with you. Whenever we talked, so it's like. That's why it's like we're, I feel like, people that have always had an appreciation for comedy and always, like, you know, knew how to be able to use it.
Yeah.
So it's like, how would you be able to do anything for people who like didn't have, like, should they watch more comedy shows?
Right.
Should they,
here's the thing. I feel like, all right, if you know, out the womb, you know, you're a pretty attractive guy.
You're just not hoodie.
You're not funny, bro.
Like, your brain isn't wired to being funny. Your brain is wired to staying attractive.
No, because naturally, you know, you don't necessarily need to be funny.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying like attractive people aren't funny. I know plenty of good looking people who are just funny.
And that's not fair.
And yeah, it's really not. Why do you have everything?
Like, bro.
Yeah.
Like, next time he making a joke, I'm cutting the punchline. I'm interrupting before he hits the punchline.
Nah, you stealing his punchline.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, oh yeah, because the sip didn't sink. Yeah, lame.
Yeah, I'm heckling you, bro. I'm going to your comedy show. And I'm throwing beer bottles. On
like,
your stage.
Damn, bro, you're 6'3", muscular, and you're funny, and you got a cut jawline,
you're
and you got a big dick.
Oh, damn. Oh, man, you need to be nerfed.
This man, he the new meta, bro.
But no, I think you know, naturally, you know, if you like have an upbringing where you're kind of beat, chopped, ugly, yeah. You have to compensate a little bit. You gotta, like, the jokes gotta start hitting at least. Yeah. And that way, you know, you'll be able to make some friends. It's for social survival, bro. You literally, or you had to be funny. But you know what's crazy? I also was going through, like, social anxiety. Yeah. So I would be the class clown that, like, made jokes here and there with people around me, but I would never, like, yell out some dumb shit in class, right? So I was, like, a very low-key class clown, right? But I was never, but yeah, so I guess for you guys, you have to, I guess, you know, if you born, you know, on the lower side, you have an advantage because now you have to work. That means you have to work to be funny. And then second of all, you know, I think a good place to start is, I watched a lot of sitcoms growing up. Yeah. I think at first it was like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So it's like now sometimes it like maybe it's like deep in my subconscious, you know, I might channel some of my inner like Fresh Prince or like Will Smith when I'm at a bar, right? And you know, it's just the way that Will carried himself in that show was just very it was kind of contagious. Yeah. You know? So yeah, like watching those shows growing up, it really like seeps into your subconscious. Whether you believe it or not, it just does.
Yeah, I think it's good because it's like when you're in that like phase of like growing, you're kind of whatever you're consuming is what you're like applying. Mm. So it's like when you're watching these shows with like funny main characters and funny characters and you go into a social setting and maybe you don't know what to do or maybe like you're doing things like unconsciously, you're kind of like taking back like, oh, you're not thinking like, oh, how would Will act in this scenario? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you kind of like, oh, something happens. Oh, I'm going to do something like that Will did in this moment. Mm-hmm. Or like same thing for like, you know, other people, other characters.
No, I resonate with that heavy because it's so funny how much like shows can influence you because like there's definitely been a lot of times where, I mean, like, yeah, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I think for a while I was watching Atlanta. I don't know if you know.
Oh, is that with the Childish Gambino?
Yeah. And like, I don't know, they're like interaction. There's this character on Atlanta called Darius, and he's like this super like mystical like alien like conspiracy theorist, right? And he be talking like low. Sometimes I feel like he be talking out his ass. But like I remember when I would watch Atlanta like crazy, I would like really resonate with his character. So like for a while I would just talk out my ass like that. Like, yeah, man, yo, you gotta watch out for the Anunnakis, bro. Like they're like the predecessor, and like I ain't gonna lie, sometimes that just made me much more interesting to talk to. I mean, some of that shit is like probably like might be based in like some kind of truth, but it was like it just made conversation like easier because there's a, or even like low-key anime shows that I watched when I was like younger, and like sometimes they would say a certain quote and I would just repeat that quote.
I mean, if you think about it, these characters are like well written by a team to be liked,
right?
So it's like for you to like you have the best source right there. It's not like you're going, like you could go in there, you could naturally build up like your funniness, or like you could just be destined to be funny or born,
right?
But yeah, these characters are like Naruto, you know. He's
Naruto's not funny.
Naruto's he's not funny, not but like
he goofy, bro.
Naruto,
but, like, you laugh at him, not with him.
But it's like you know, he was fun because, you know, he acted out and did these weird things for attention and stuff like that, right? Other characters that are funny, what are some funny anime characters?
Like Luffy?
Yeah, Luffy's funny, or like Zoro's funny, or Sanji, like they all have their different type of funniness. Like Zoro's just funny because he just began lost and he's like mad at like aloof. Luffy is just funny just because like he's just mad, like brain dead sometimes, or he's just like very unaware. Like, you remind me of fucking Luffy sometimes.
No, in a positive way. Well, this also, like, the reason I even bring up like anime, because
it reminds me of Blackbeard.
I actually played Blackbeard for your fucking your stupid ass Arby's kid.
That shit not even up. That shit is super down.
That's gonna be on my channel soon.
Nah, like the reason I bring it up because
someone had attacked me.
No, it just reminded me, like I would dead ass like quote from like One Piece and Naruto when I was like in middle school.
Oh, and I would
talk to people because I would like talk to
to people, wake up to reality.
No, because I remember one time
I think my friend was going through like a hard time, bro. Or
you
give Naruto advice?
You're just like, yo, hold on, yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie.
I hit him with a.
You should focus on the path ahead of you and not what's behind.
But like, I was like, hey man, I really understand what you're going through, but you should just believe in yourself, you know? Because at the end of the day, so many people might be against you, but you're the one who's able to make that choice, you know? And so you just have to believe in yourself and believe in the friends that you have around you. And I'll always be there for you because you're like a brother to me. You know, no matter how...
I'll be like, shut your ass up.
No, I'm not done. Okay. No matter how far in the dark you fall, I will always be there to pull you back up.
You said that to a man.
I said that to a man.
And how did he act?
Well, you're right, Khan.
Bro,
you will stand up from the darkness.
Okay, but you have to keep in mind, this was middle school, so we was all cringe. So they were like, oh my God, man. You're like saving my life right now. Like, yo, as a middle schooler, them anime cults was hitting, bro.
Oh, yeah, in that time?
Yeah.
They were OP.
Yeah.
I remember. But like I said, they're professionally written.
Right.
And yeah. These characters, these like a fucking adult wrote
that's,
this
that's
line.
That's not even funny. That's just cringe.
Yeah, that is cringe. That is super cringe, bro.
But I mean,
but during that time in middle school,
yeah.
Them shits was slapping, bro. Every time I heard somebody tell me something about the darkness in my heart, I was just like, yo, he onto something right there, bro. His brain is on a next level, bro. He said, I'm going to fall in the darkness. Nah, I'm not going to let that happen.
Oh, no.
Remember when you used to send people to the shadow realm? Like, I really jacked that. I was like, yo, shut the fuck up before I send you to the shadow realm. Like, I really threatened people with that, bro.
You actually threatened? Like, with intent?
Yeah, bro.
What are you gonna do?
Huh?
Oh, no. You gonna punch him in the face? He fall on the floor? Hopefully you learned your lesson.
I'd be like, man, shut the fuck up before I send you to the shadow realm. And then we just duel after class.
Nobody goes to the shadow realm. You both go home and do your homework.
No, we be on Duel Links. We be on dueling
network. Yeah.
Yeah, be like, I'm gonna send you to the shadow realm again and again and again.
Oh man, you know, if I'm on the way of losing,
yeah.
I just minimize the page.
Oh yeah,
I just
don't
make
it.
I don't make a move. Player.
You ain't shit. I hate it, motherfuckers like you, bro. I despise motherfuckers like you, bro. Because it's like, I got my plan. Like, you were about to do this, and then psych, I got you. And then you got about to go, and I already know what you're going to do.
Facts.
But you don't do it.
Because
you a bitch.
That's how I felt whenever. That's how I would feel when I would be playing on Pokemon Showdown.
Yeah.
I'd be about to clip them, bro. And then they just wouldn't make a move. Yeah. I would have to just sit there like, yo, bro, like, let me defeat you. And then they would just forfeit. And I'd be sitting there like, yo, bro, like, are you serious? You can't take this.
And I said, I stopped. I only went to rank because rank, they got the timer.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, you got a minute.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to win or you got to do something. But in the beginning, I didn't know about ranked. I was just getting so pissed, bro. I'll close the network too one time.
Yeah.
I'll minimize the page too,
yeah.
Thinking it's going to give me a notification.
No,
I come
no.
back, I lost.
You know what's
I lagged out.
You know what's bad?
I lagged out and I lost points because he ended up making his move, and then it was waiting for me to go.
Wait, do you remember? You could call for like a host, or you could call for like a
like a
moderator.
Yeah.
You could call for a moderator,
and
then be like, "Hey, what's wrong, guys?"
A fucking snitch. I activated my trap card, and he doesn't want to go. And he has been missing for 5 minutes, and
we were treating this shit like a lawsuit, bro.
Yeah. With semicolons and fucking dashes.
Nah, I can see you was typing that shit fast out too, like you was upset, bro.
And then right before you press send, the other guy goes.
Never mind.
And the moderator leaves. He's like, okay, look, everything's good. And he's like.
Bro, I really be doing my homeboard pissed, bro. I'll be going back to the screen every now and then. I'm like, oh, man.
Damn. Yeah, I couldn't, bro. That's why I only, like, duel the homies and shit.
But Jimmy was dueling his homies, too, and he was acting like that.
You ain't. Like, you do that to the homies?
That's why I had no more homies left.
That's how you
no
know.
Friends left.
Also, at least he never lost, though. Also, took no L's. Because he never let it happen.
Yo, what is Fuck, what were you talking about before?
Something about girls.
It was about how to be more funny.
How to be more funny.
And how to develop it. I mean, overall, man. I feel like it really depends, right? Because like for people that are like listening and people that like are actively trying to be funny, the advice for them is different because you got to tell them what they should be doing. Because if not, they're not looking for this advice and stuff. Because like, you know, like me, you and him, like we didn't like, we probably did go on Google or you did, everybody did look up like, oh, how to be more funny, how to be blah, blah, blah. But in the beginning, it was just more like living.
It's not even that like fucking like basic. It's not even that like, you know, 1 + 2 = 1. Like just watch some more stand-up comedy shows. Like
I think it's environment. It's environment. It's like what you
take in. Having funny friends.
It's consuming funny things.
Right.
Because it's like if you watch a lot of like porn, you're gonna be a porn addict. You watch a lot of comedy, you gotta start like thinking of things. You gotta start whatever. If you do a lot of math, you're gonna become smarter in math. It's the same thing. And then even more when you start surrounding yourself with funnier people, then I mean I don't think you should
go out of your way to
just put yourself around funny people.
I actually think
I don't think you should do that.
I actually think that's just an important mark to life. I think you should just surround yourself with funny ass people.
Because
if you laugh more, bro, I feel like you just live longer. So like actually I do suggest you go.
But I think you should contribute though.
I think naturally you just get more funny if you just
if you want to be selfish.
I don't know.
I'd rather the person to like work on being funny themselves and then pull up to the circle of funny people and then test out their shit. Cause then you know you're trying. Cause then like you know these dudes are like, who does
funny ass motherfucker? Like, eventually, like the whole group kind of just meshes together.
Yeah,
you know, I kind of know what you mean. Like we kind of started just kind
of because my sense of humor before I met y'all was, or like before we like moved in together was not fully the same. And then as soon as we started hanging out together, I just started noticing my sense of humor becoming more
influenced by us.
Yeah, I was trying to find the right influence. That's a good word.
That is.
I like that because any other word probably would have been a little insulting.
Wow. Downgraded. He's about to say his shit.
Because sometimes, like the way we joke around with each other, I'm just like, this is the stupidest.
Oh yeah,
this is the most niche, dumb sense of humor I've ever witnessed.
It's because we're around each other so much that we can't hit like funny ass jokes all the time.
Yeah.
We got to keep throwing like 3 brain cell comedy. Just to keep the life afloat. Because we're around each other so much.
Yeah.
So if we hung out once a week, we'll come back to each other with bangers, you know? Yeah.
Right.
Every day we just hit the same running jokes.
Yeah.
Sometimes somebody would come in something funny, and then that'll inspire the comedy for the rest of the week.
Yeah, I think it is important for a new person to come into the squad and contribute their own sense of humor.
Well, I think it's just important to just go out of your way to meet new people and, like, see what their sense of humor is. Because, I mean, there are so many like different categories of comedy.
I think everybody's funny.
No, I disagree.
Not to everybody though. Could be a guy.
No. There are some people who are just universally unfunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe someone else could find that funny.
No.
How ununiversally funny you are. There are some people.
No.
Yes. Yes, I'm not saying almost everybody in this world.
I think there is just a percentage of people that are just like
maybe like 3.
Dry.
I mean, like, okay, maybe but
that could be funny though.
Yeah, I was about to say maybe there's some people that could find that entertaining.
Imagine you just overseeing a conversation, right? This person that's overly dry is talking to this outgoing person, like say Khan's chatting up with somebody, right? Blah 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 blah, and this guy's like, "Word, I like Philly cheesesteaks, and that's it." And then you just see Khan's reaction. He's just like, what the fuck? This dude is like so unfunny, but like just being so unfunny could be funny.
Well, that's also kind of like, that's part of the absurdist humor sometimes. Because I really like just like I grew up on Adult Swim crazy. So things that just seem like stupid as hell, I was just like, that is hilarious.
But that's what I'm saying. Like to say nobody's funny is just like not valid because there are some people that just no matter how much they put themselves around people, no matter how much comedy study, they're not gonna be funny to like the highest extent or wherever. Like, you know, it's not gonna be gradually always going up. Like, you're gonna plateau.
Right.
Or you're gonna get less funny. But it's like then it's like, okay, maybe I gotta put myself around people that understand my type of humor. People that like appreciate this like contrast or this difference of like personality clashes to make it funny. You know? So it's like
Yeah,
that's just like if these like
yeah this world this world would be boring if it's just one style.
Everybody's throwing jokes all the time, you know.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, there's sarcasm, dry humor, dark humor. Yeah, there's
different humor, like cringy humor,
physical humor. Like people just like America's funniest videos. Those are just
slapstick humor. That shit is gas, bro.
Slapstick. When you just see people fall.
Yeah. Or like, they just get fucked up.
Like, Sneeko made a joke about that.
But that shit was not You know what Sneeko said? He was like, bro, wouldn't it be mad funny if someone just fell into the train tracks?
That person right there fell into the train tracks. Connor would be like, hell yeah. But Elliot and Kelly were like, that's not funny, bro.
Yeah, bro.
But you see what I mean? How Sneeko's joke didn't hit there?
Right.
But to Connor, he just like died, right? But that's what I'm saying. Like most people would be like, that's not funny, Sneeko. I'm sure the comments were saying Sneeko's not funny.
Hold up.
But Connor would be commenting like, LMFAO.
No, you have to think about it, bro. Like, imagine. Yeah. No, please, think about it. What? Just give me the mic for a second. Just think about it, bro. Because you walk it up, somebody on the train station, bro. Imagine they just slip on some shit and they just bust their ass on the train tracks, bro. Like they slip the roof and they're like bing bong.
Now, I would say Connor's funnier than the people that didn't find that funny. Because he, it's like, it's one of those jokes that just isn't funny right away.
It's not a joke. It's just a motherfucker falling, bro.
But that's funny.
But I think Khan took that statement and made it.
You have to think about how people, when they fall, bro, that shit is bad. Like, you have to think about it. Like, the concept of falling is bad funny. Because you just, like, bro, you know how like, obscene you look when you're falling, bro? When you're like, whoop.
This man be watching 1 hour videos of people falling.
Like, bro, if I got up, I guarantee right now, if I got up off this chair and I slipped on this shit and I'll bust my ass on the floor, we would all be dying right now. Well, all right,
but if Jimmy fell into a train track, is he gonna just bust out laughing?
I mean, if there's no train coming, I would help you, but I would be weak, bro.
Low key, I feel like I would too. But then once I see some blood or you're a little hurt, I'm all shit.
Yeah. I feel like it's only funny when it's like absurd and there's no harm, no pain.
Yeah. I mean, of course, but that's
what sometimes pain is funny. Like look at Chris Rock. Like,
wait, have you seen?
Everybody fucking died, bro.
Have you seen?
Like, there are sacrifices to be funny.
Have you seen?
Yeah, that was more shocking, I think.
That was more shocking than people turned it into a joke.
Yeah.
But have you seen that video? It's in New York. It's this guy who's like about to like himself on the train, right?
Oh, and then the...
And then there was mad people who like went up to... There was mad New Yorkers who went up to him.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, yo, get the fuck off the tracks. I gotta get to work today. Like, this man was about to clip himself, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's about to jump into the train tracks. And the motherfucker was like, wait for the next train. I gotta get to work, you dumb bitch. I ain't got time for your shit.
Yo, and then...
I ain't trying to wait 1 hour for them to come and scrape your body off the damn train tracks, bro.
And they was getting aggressive. They was like, yo, get the fuck up on here. I'm gonna beat your ass, son.
Like, jump, like, I dare you. You jump, I'm knocking your ass out, son.
And then, yo, you know what's crazy? Somebody spat on him, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was, they hocked a loogie and spat on his face.
You hear it too,
you
off camera.
You can't tell me that's not funny, bro.
No, that's funny, but it's unfortunately funny. Yeah. Like, unfortunately, that's funny. I'm sorry. But I'm laughing still.
But that's what,
you know?
I think
you're fucked up if you don't think it's unfortunate.
Yeah. It is unfortunate, but there's...
If you ignore the guy that's trying to commit suicide it's like, damn, that sucks. Right. But if you focus on, you know, like, I think we're a little more optimistic.
Yeah.
We focus on the funnier things.
Yeah.
There's some people that are like, oh, that's not funny, guys. Come on, help me call, like, you know, the cops.
Yeah. All right, so to wrap things up, bro, surround yourself with funny people. Watch some stand-up comedians. Watch sitcoms.
Test it out.
Also, you know, start making fun of girls.
Yeah. Just be comfortable. The biggest thing is just making girls comfortable. And also, I personally want to emphasize, like, never go into a situation with the girl having any form of expectations.
Yeah.
You know?
And just expect that you're gonna get... if the jokes, not all jokes are gonna land.
Yeah.
And that's not don't take it personally. It just means like that person didn't find it funny.
Yeah.
But also just don't make like fucking...
I think you gotta be socially aware.
Yeah. Right.
Because like I will say, like, to be as funny as you can, it's like you got to master, like, not giving a fuck.
Yeah,
but not to the degree. Like, you can't, like, go, but your mom's dead. like, come on now. But, like, I feel like there's some people that might, like, bro, that's funny. That's comedy.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to be a little socially aware.
Yeah, I think we'll do another episode on how to be socially aware.
Yeah.
And just social awareness in a whole different video.
Yeah.
But for now, this is like the gen ed course on how to be funny.
Yeah,
like we'll do a deep dive into like the different types of, wait, we went into it a little bit today, but
yeah
maybe in another episode. If this video gets 2,000 likes, we'll do another episode
2K
on
2K
comedy and whatnot. Yeah. All right,
it's the Roommates Podcast. It's
the Roommates Podcast.
Oh, it's really the Down Bad Show.
The Down Bad Roommates.
I feel like you gotta be down bad.
That's why I say the Down funny. Bad guys.
The Down Bad guys.
The Down Bad guys.
You're not that guy. You're a down bad guy.
Yeah, and check this out on Spotify.
Yes.
And go stream it. Go download it. And yeah.
It is the best podcast out, so download it right away.
Yep. Let us know what you want us to shit talk about and all that.
All right.
Because we could talk for ages.
We really can.
Yeah, like...
All right, let's just cut this and start talking again.
All right, baby.
All right. Baby, you the reason why I feel like I can love it. It's because of you.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.